Thursday of every month. Please call Nami Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. Nami Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hunterton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterton Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterton Medical Center. Hunterton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterton Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterton, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
To serve the Jewish community, he wrote more than a dozen books and some 170 academic papers and popular articles on the Jewish family and Jewish identity in the modern world. Gerald Bubas was 91. Doctors are testing a novel approach to repair damaged knee cartilage. They're harvesting healthy cartilage cells from a patient and using them to grow new cartilage in a lab. Dr. David Flanagan of Ohio State's Wexner Medical Center explains how it works.
It's a three-dimensional, almost like a honeycomb scaffold, and that's what they put the cells in, and they grow those cells within the scaffold so it starts making cartilage.
Dr. Flanagan says it's a great new alternative to surgery to remove damaged cartilage. Once knee cartilage is damaged, it doesn't heal or regrow on its own, and over time it can erode and lead to osteoarthritis. Danny was number one, now Kilo is number two. Tropical depression Kilo is churning in the Central Pacific and could become a hurricane later in the week. The storm is currently located about 700 miles southwest of Honolulu, but forecasters say it could move northward and possibly affect the western Hawaiian Islands in several days. Join us online at USA Headline News for more special interest stories, news, and headlines. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The weather today, this afternoon is going to be mostly sunny with a high near 87. Southwest winds around 7 miles per hour. Tonight, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 7 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 65, south winds around 5 miles per hour, and a chance of precipitation is 50%. Tuesday will be a slight chance of showers before noon. It'll be mostly cloudy, and then later on in the afternoon, it will be gradually becoming sunny with a high near 85. Tuesday night, it'll be mostly clear with a low around 56 with calm winds. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 84. Calm winds becoming west 5 to 7 miles per hour. And Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 57.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Hunterdon Medical Center's Hour on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, courtesy of the Chamber of Commerce in Hunterdon County. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and we are very privileged today to have with us Lisa Marie Buckley, who is with the Hunterdon Cardiopulmonary Rehabilitation.
That's
a mouthful. I wouldn't want to say that more than once every hour. And the topic today is something I've never heard of, Ornish Heart Disease Reversal Program. But stay tuned because we're going to hear more about it, and Lisa Marie will tell us what it is and how it came about and all that good stuff. So welcome, Lisa.
Thank you, Larry, very much. I'm happy to be here.
We're happy to have you. What is your role at Hunterdon Healthcare?
Well, I'm actually the director of the cardiopulmonary rehab department at the hospital.
Wow. Okay. Now, all right, I guess I have to ask, what does the director of the cardiopulmonary rehab oversee?
Well, a little bit of everything in our department. Our focus is really working with patients who have had either heart or lung complications or diseases, in terms of cardiac or heart, where they've had an acute event like a heart attack or bypass surgery or lung diseases like COPD or emphysema. Okay. And they really have demonstrated a need to go through a rehabilitative program that focuses on exercise therapy as well as education on how to manage their disease.
When you say exercise therapy, are you talking about like at the Hunterdon Wellness Center or at the hospital, or because I know they have an exercise program at the exercise room down at the hospital downstairs.
They do for the employees. That's right. Our services, we actually have three places or facilities. At that main hospital is where we provide the what we call the phase two cardiac or pulmonary rehab, and those are those individuals that have had an acute event or something happen rather suddenly.
Is that
suddenly.
The one that moved to the fifth floor?
Yes.
Ah, see.
Yes, we moved.
I volunteer at the hospital, and I used to work there part-time for a while. So.
Okay.
But.
And then other programming like phase three, which is more of a maintenance program for individuals who want to continue in a more supervised setting. There are two satellites, one up at the Health and Wellness Center in Clinton and the other one in White House.
Right, okay.
We are that's exclusively for the phase three maintenance programs. So.
Okay. So the one that, ironically, I know quite a few of the people that go up to the fifth floor. Over the time, I know them and, you know, kid around with them when they come in and we talk back and forth and stuff. Because I'm there on Fridays at the main desk when they walk in the main gate.
Oh, sure.
By admitting there.
Yeah.
So I know the people that go up, there's a handful of them, five or six of them that I know that go up there. And that's for more serious?
So it's... You know, there's three, traditionally there's three phases for cardiac rehab. So phase one is during the time the patient is actually in the hospital. And then phase two is right after they've been discharged from the hospital, still in need of, you know, high level of supervision and monitoring, but they're on their way to road to recovery.
Okay.
Okay. And that's probably who you were seeing, especially if they were coming more in groups.
Yeah.
They were
coming
traditional
they have a group
cardiac rehab.
They meet and they all go up together and, you know, so.
Yeah.
But no, it was, you know, I knew they were going to cardiovascular rehab. I just didn't know, you know, how serious their
They probably have had something if they're in phase two, they probably have had something within the last 6 to 8 weeks, typically after a heart attack or after bypass surgery or valve surgery. So.
And how long do they stay in that particular phase?
In traditional cardiac rehab, which is what it's now being termed, the individual is typically scheduled to come in 2 to 3 times a week for up to 12 weeks based on medical need. So every person kind of is on their own plan.
Okay.
And every 30 days, as well as every time they come in for, you know, their therapy, really reevaluated to see, are we helping them progress? Are they progressing? Are they moving towards the goals that they need to be? But
okay.
Traditionally, they're there about 12 weeks. That's the easiest way to remember.
Okay. This Ornish Heart Disease Reversal Program, another mouthful.
I know. They're not making it easy.
I'm from Brooklyn, you know, 33rd and 3rd Street, you know. So, but. I am actually from Brooklyn, but we never talk that way, I hope. But what is Ornish Heart Disease Reversal Program?
Well,
I know it's new, you said, right?
It's new to Hunterdon.
Okay.
It's been around for a while. Probably the easiest thing to say first about it is that it's really a unique, non-invasive approach to reversing heart disease. So, you know, when we think of heart disease and, you know, if we have blockages, we have to, you know, surgical intervention of some sort. And that's still very much a piece of determining what is best for the patient. But what we now have in a more organized fashion is this Ornish program. So it's non-invasive. It's the program really addresses the root of heart disease rather than just the symptoms. And it offers participants what can be a more appealing option than surgery, using lifestyle as a treatment. So that's kind of a generalized statement about what the program is. And the intent is that through lifestyle changes, a person has the potential to reverse their heart disease. And so that's where we start. Want me to keep going?
Sure.
Tell you a little bit more about it?
Okay. No, sure. Absolutely.
So a lot of people, everybody is very curious and very interested to find out, so there's other options possibly for me. Is this going to be right for me? And the Ornish Reversal Program is really based on over three decades of research, really showing that the progression of heart disease and other chronic conditions can be treated and reversed through these lifestyle changes. It is actually the first and only lifestyle change program that has been proven in over 25 peer-reviewed randomized trials So that's, to me, is very exciting. It's an evidence-based program. You may recognize the name, Dr. Ornish, his research, as well as himself. Over the years, he has been featured widely in a lot of the national media, including stories in Newsweek, Time, U.S. News and World Report.
Yeah, I've heard the name.
Yeah. His research has, like I mentioned, over 30 years, and it's progressing into not just looking into heart disease, but also many other chronic diseases.
And how long has it been around? I mean, it's new to Hunterdon County, but how long has it been around, say, across the country?
Well, his first, actually when I believe he was a resident in medical school, or actually he was in medical school, and he took a pause to do his first research was a little over 30 years ago.
Wow.
And most of the programs that initially started were probably out in California, which is where he mm-hmm. resides. So it's been around for a long time. It's taken over 16 years to get approval from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. And Medicare now does cover what they're really calling this intensive cardiac rehab. And one of the options is the Dean Ornish's Reversal Heart Disease Program. So it's been around.
Hmm. And if I may ask, why has it taken so long to get the 100?
Not long, meaning once Medicare covered it, that was really the first big hurdle. And that only occurred in 2010.
Okay.
And then I could share with you that we're offering the Ornish Reversal Program through what this global world being leader called Healthways Incorporated. And Healthways began partnering with Dr. Ornish in 2013 to bring his innovative, evidence-based approach to health systems across the country. So it really wasn't until about 2013 when we really officially heard that the Ornish program is branching out.
Okay. It's interesting because, like it used to be almost a death sentence if you had, problems with your heart. Going back 30, 40 years ago.
Right.
And, it was like, oh, I can't do anything. I have to lay down and just stay in bed and, or sit and watch television or whatever, I can't do something, And now I know people, they go to cardiac rehab and, they work on treadmills and they do this and that and, and it's not a death sentence per se. In some cases, obviously they have a heart attack. In some cases, they don't survive. But it's come a long way.
Right.
It really has. And how does this differ from mm-hmm. the normal heart treatment that someone would have?
Right. So great question, and I hope I can answer in a way that demonstrates the difference in that. So, anybody who has heart disease, you have to be evaluated and really reviewed as to what is the best medical plan for you.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times that's going to be the use of medications. A lot of the times it could be some sort of medical intervention through catheterization to see, first of all, what are we talking about? What kind of blockages are we seeing? What can be treated? What can't be treated using a stent or bypass surgery?
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the question of where does your lifestyle play into this? I mean, we know that there are very distinct coronary risk factors that attribute to heart disease, and how much can we make a difference in changing our lifestyle? And one of the things that was really exciting and powerful about Dr. Ornish's research over the years, very early on, is that he identified four key components. And that's really what the difference is in this intensive cardiac rehab. We're looking at for what we would define as equally weighted. No one is more important than the other. That the more you put in the effort to make changes mm-hmm. in your exercise pattern, exercise more. Stress management, learning how to identify your stressors and more importantly, what to do about it, how to learn to relax and to really allow the mind to heal instead of, you know, being in a frenzy all day long.
Right, right.
Working on the group support, you know, how much love and support is in a person's life, how connected are they to individuals. And then, of course, the one that everyone tends to be most apprehensive about is the diet. He found through the other three equally weighted components and the diet, which is a very low fat, less than 10% total fat, vegetarian-based regimen, for lack of a better word, where you're not eating animal sources. So that does include not just your beef, your chicken, your turkey, but also fish and dairy as well, except for non-fat. So milk, non-fat cheese, non-fat yogurts can be included in the diet, but it's mostly plant-based.
Okay.
So soy is included in the diet, as well as very high in your vegetables and your fruits, and very rich in fibers. And these four equally weighted components, when they were followed over a period of time within the first 12 to 16 weeks, through this quantitative angiography, like a catheterization, mm-hmm. they prove that there was regression in the coronary stenosis or blockages in the heart vessels, the blood vessels that feed the heart, that the blood flow to the heart itself was improved, and that it reduced their incidence of sudden cardiac events or death. So that he knew he was on to something
way
back in, and that lifestyle can and does make a difference. It's not your genes aren't necessarily your fate. And I think we think that a lot. Well, I was born that way. I can't do anything about. Mm. And he has really demonstrated through his research that you can.
Right.
It's a choice, you know, and are you willing and able to follow this?
Well, I guess if you're put in a situation where your choices are, you know, A or B.
Yes.
You know, live your life and, you know, to the fullest and continue on living, or B, not living your life to the fullest, or maybe not living.
Right.
I guess it's, you know, it's not really a choice.
I mean,
I mean, it just seems to me that it's, you know, I know personally I would have a real problem with the diet, but I do eat a lot of vegetables. I have AFib.
Okay.
In fact, my cardiologist calls it flutter,
mm-hmm.
all right, rather than thing. But I don't feel it. And I didn't, when they diagnosed me, I didn't know. I didn't know what they were talking about because I never felt it. I still don't feel it. And, you know, and he told me, he says, well, some people don't, but a lot of people do. You know, he says, in some ways you're lucky you don't feel it. And in some ways, you're not lucky because, you know, but I don't feel it. So it's the way it is. But I take, you know, a medication for it. And I go to the gym.
Good. Awesome.
Yeah, no, I do. I try to go 3-4 times a week.
Great.
And, you know, there's certain, I had both my knees replaced, so there's certain exercises at the gym I can't do.
Right.
Or the doctor doesn't want me to do. Because of the, you know, stress on the knees. But there's others that, you know, they worked out a program for me. And, you know, one day I'll do upper body and the mm-hmm. other day I'll mm-hmm. do the other and yada, yada, cardio and all that stuff. But, you know, it's, I know it was tough to start. Once I got started, it wasn't bad to keep it up, you know. Yeah, I still eat meat once in a while, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I like fish, not all fish, but some fish,
right.
you know, but it's a matter too of, like one of my doctors says, keep your portions low. If you're going to eat, you know, a steak, don't have a big, huge steak, you know,
right.
Cut it in half and have half and save the other half, you know, which I do a lot of times, you know, most times I do, it's just, you know, a matter of choice, and I think you have to make those decisions. you know, yeah, I mean, how many times people hear from doctors and then they go, you know, I'm not going to do that, you know, or saying. But when you're dealing with a basically a life-death situation,
yeah,
you know, in reality you are. I mean, your heart is what keeps you going.
You're
you
only
know?
Born with one heart. So.
Yeah, exactly, you know. And so, you know, I mean, you pretty much have to do what they're asking.
Right.
You know, I mean, whether you like it or not, it just, you know, that's the way it is. But
I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, it is a choice, and it's a viable choice for individuals who, you know, we all know heart disease is a chronic disease.
Mm-hmm.
So until we really address the underlying cause of most heart disease, not all of it, most of it, right, it's going to be there. And so we want to try and take care of that heart
sure,
in the best way that
absolutely.
We know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, does the Ornish program actually reverse it?
Well,
heart disease?
Yeah. I mean, I mentioned earlier that, you know, his studies, and there were well over 25 studies that after, you know, they took their intervention group, as they called it, and then they looked at them before they did an angiography before mm-hmm. or a catheterization before, and then 12 to 16 weeks later they did another catheterization, which is not the norm. This was in, you know, in studies.
Right, right.
And they, really the first couple of times, they were pleasantly shocked to see that there was regression of those blockages. And up until then, it was unheard of. You mm-hmm. know, how do you reverse a blockage in an artery?
Right.
But it was proven. It was demonstrated. And not only was the blockage reversed, but the actual, you know, when you have these angiograms, there's color involved. And so you can see, based on the color in the beginning, very little blood flow to certain areas of the heart where the blockages were. 12 to 16 weeks later, after, you know, completing this intensive program, they not only were the blockages reversed, but the color showed that the blood flow to those areas mm-hmm. was markedly improved. So that in itself is significant because
sure.
you're preserving that heart tissue. Then they found other things. They found, like, well, they improved the blood flow to the heart and decreased the blockages, so it decreased the risk for cardiac events and cardiac arrest. And that the other exciting thing about, and you kind of hinted on this before, that, you know, once they got into this program, in a very quick amount of time, within 2 to 3 weeks, these individuals felt so much better that even if they doubted if they could do it, but they were just willing to try the program, they were committed to, I'm gonna try. They loved how they felt. They didn't need a catheterization to demonstrate to them, you know, oh my gosh, something's working inside. They could feel it. They felt better. They had more energy. They were stronger. And a big thing for a lot of patients who have angina or angina, a significant decrease in those chest pain or anginal symptoms.
Right, right.
And that just fed, it feeds the drive for somebody to want to continue a program like that.
What is the, I don't know what you want to call it, success rate of the, no, I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, we've only been doing it in Hunterdon County for.
Well, we are launching our first cohort, is what they call the group of individuals, the September 22nd of this.
Okay, so that'll be the first group.
Yeah.
Okay. How many is in that group, do you know?
Well, we're still receiving patients,
okay.
But we will take up to 12 individuals in that first group.
Okay.
And generally, the program is designed around having anywhere from 8 to 16 in any given cohort.
Okay.
It's each time you start a new cohort, a group of individuals, they have to know that it's a commitment to attend 2 times a week. We will be doing it on Tuesdays and Thursdays. In this first cohort, we're going to be offering a morning program, and that means 4 hours on a Tuesday and 4 hours on a Thursday where they receive. And again, you can tell I am very excited about a very different type of program.
You know, it's good. You know,
they are going to be cared for by a unique group of or team of individuals who are specially trained to implement this program, from the medical director to the nurse case manager to the clinical exercise physiologist to the dietitian, the chef that will be creating meals for them to experience and to learn how to cook. There will be a group support facilitator or specialist that will be mm-hmm. leading that, and a stress management specialist that will be leading an hour-long session of not just yoga but meditation. It's what we call therapeutic or gentle, right. Learning how whether you do it in a chair or you're on the floor. Learning, it's mostly about the breathing. So you're getting this team of seven individuals that will be working with you for the next 9 weeks. And each day when you come in, you will have an hour of each of those components of exercise, stress management, group support, and an hour of education with a meal to experience it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a total of 18 sessions.
Okay.
Delivered over 9 weeks.
Wow.
Thus the name intensive cardiac rehab.
Yes. Okay. We'll go along with that. Someone reaches out to your organization. What is the screening process mm-hmm. to say whether that person is a candidate for this or not?
Right. Well, first and foremost, the criteria is what's happened to them. What's their diagnosis? And most, even the insurance companies that haven't quite committed or they're, you know, call us and we'll do a case by case, they're using the Medicare criteria. So if you've had a heart attack, bypass surgery, angioplasty or coronary stenting, if you've had a valve repair or replacement, if you've had heart or heart-lung transplantation or transplant, or you have current stable angina, those are the criteria, the diagnoses that Medicare says, okay, you've met that first selection process. It has to be something that has not occurred before. We've had many, many interested individuals who have had for example, bypass surgery, and they went through the traditional. They are not eligible based on that diagnosis, if that makes sense. It has to be something that has happened and not been referred by their physician to go into the Ornish program. Then once that first screening, then it's – so let's do a little bit mindful thinking about this. We share about the program so they get the big picture. You know, instead of 12 to 18 weeks of traditional cardiac rehab coming 2 to 3 times a week, this is shortened into it. 9 weeks, pretty intensive, twice a week coming in. Is this something that you're willing to do, that you think you can do? It can't be, well, I'll be here for the first 2 weeks, but then I'm going to be away on vacation for 2 weeks. You have to be committed to that 9 weeks. So once they get through that, okay, I think I want to do that. Then, but I don't know if I can do it. I don't know about that diet, or I don't know about that yoga thing. We mentioned, you know, if you're willing, then that's really the next big hurdle. If you're willing, then, you know, consider it. Try it. Maybe it is for you. Maybe it's something that, you know, once you've experienced, you're mm-hmm. going to go, you know, I can do this. Or you're going to say flat out, no, you know what? I'm not ready for that. I'm not ready to give up the way my diet is, or I'm really not willing to do, you know, the yoga or whatnot. Then the program is just not right for you at this time. And maybe the traditional cardiac rehab is a better place to help you recover mm-hmm. and move
right.
on.
Right. That's interesting. You know, it's like it's new to us.
Yes.
So yeah, there's stumbling blocks that, you know, any new program faces. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, but they do. You
yes.
know? But I think that it's really something extremely worthwhile mm-hmm. for people who have, you know, the criteria to meet. I can understand them being reluctant in some areas. You know, I mean, if you're used to doing something every day, and now all of a sudden they say, well, you want this program and you want to be better and you want your heart better and, you know, it may even reverse your heart condition.
Right.
You have to do this, this, and this. Yeah, you want your heart condition to reverse, but, gee, do I really want to exercise every day, or do I really want to, you know, eat vegetables and become a vegetarian or whatever.
Right.
I can understand the blocks, but, you know, you have to weigh it, you know.
Right.
The individual has
yeah,
to wear
yes,
it.
Yes, they absolutely do.
And I mean, even if they feel they can do it, they may not.
Right.
You know, I mean, they may try and not succeed.
Right.
I'll say it's okay, but it happens.
It happens.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I was a former smoker, and I haven't smoked in 25 years. But I can't tell you prior to that how many times I quit smoking.
You know? Right. Exactly. Right. You weren't ready.
No, I wasn't at all. I thought I was, but, you know. But when they put me on a operating table, tilted me upside down that my head was facing the mm-hmm. floor, and they scraped my vocal cords from polyps and told me that was the only time they could do it. After that, they would have to take the vocal cords out, and I'd have to talk through that machine in the, you know, in the throat
yes.
and hold it in. That scared the daylights
yeah.
out of me. So that was – and they were serious. It was – you know, they said they can only scrape them once. That was it, you know. So that was enough to convince me that I quit smoking,
right.
you know. And it's ironic because even today, if someone lights a Marlboro up, I have to walk away. I can't, you know. Cause
that, right. Oh, sure. I could appreciate,
you know?
Right?
Oh, bro. You know. And sometimes it just stinks. And I understand. My wife never smoked in her life. And I understand what she used to say. God, that smells. What? You know? And I'm going, what do you mean it smells? It doesn't smell. You know. But it does. You know. But you had mentioned the curriculum of the program.
Mm-hmm.
And you said 9 weeks
yep.
it lasts?
Yep.
So that's twice a week.
Correct.
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Correct.
For 4 hours for 9 weeks.
Correct.
Now, what happens week 9?
Well,
you know, at the Thursday on week 9, you know, at 12 o'clock.
Right.
Say.
And you're now you're graduating from this very intense a very close group of individuals who have mm-hmm. just walked this journey and supported each other in this journey and, you know, shared, hey, I can tell you how I got around this, or did you try this restaurant?
Right.
You know, they, so, and that's the other, really the beauty of the program is there's an alumni program. You know, after you finish, the contact continues. There's all sort of resources on Dean Ornish's website called Empower that those individuals remain in contact with. There's a newsletter that they're going to be receiving, you know, in mm-hmm. terms of support.
Mm-hmm.
And typically the cohort that kind of ate together and shared together, they tend to continue to meet as
cohort,
part of
the, meaning the other
the group.
The other group.
The group,
you know, people
other,
in the
group
other group
members.
Yeah.
So they will continue to meet. And one of the privileges we had, and I say we, the team from Hunterdon, there were 10 of us that we had to go out to California to get trained in really what they called an experiential retreat. So we walked and did exactly what the patients would do. And on our graduation night, we were privileged to hear the stories of many individuals who well over 20 years ago were completed their program. And they still meet is part of what I wanted to share.
Right.
Because they find that that support is really important to continue. You know, when you kind of want to fall off the wagon or you want to, you know, oh, it won't be okay. And these meetings and support group kind of motivate you to
sure. absolutely.
Stay on track.
Absolutely.
Because right? we're all human.
We, I'm highly involved, and my wife is also with NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And our youngest son has schizophrenia, mm-hmm. and we've been dealing with it for almost 19 years, and we teach classes for families who have someone in their family or know someone or a relative or aunt mm-hmm. or uncle, mother, father, who has a mental health issue, and we run support groups. And a lot of times the classes that we teach will, like you're saying, will continue to meet periodically. You know, maybe once a month or
right.
once every 2 months.
Sure.
And they'll get together and have dinner. They'll have, you know, just meet at someone's house or whatever. Just for that interaction
yeah.
again, you know,
yeah.
that they had. So I can appreciate what you're saying with that. Yeah.
Very, very important. And it's fascinating also, they check in with each other, you know, each of us that have been on the retreat, shall I say, we've also kind of then identified what are our challenges, you know, what's hardest for us, you know. And again, most people think it's like the diet or, but like for me, the greatest challenge is to find an hour each day to practice that meditation and that yoga and relaxation strategies. And one of the ways that our group is our team. So when we have our team meetings, we kind of start the meeting with what they call the centering. And I go, oh, that felt so good, that then motivates me to make the attempt to try and at least do it, you know, that night. So
right, exactly.
So you are, support group and that camaraderie is everything.
It if you can help one person.
Right.
That's my philosophy with NAMI. If I can help one person, get through their situation.
You know, it's funny. Dr. Ornish says the same thing. He does. He's very passionate, obviously, about his research and spreading the word. And, you know, they say save one life at a time by really creating a desire to change in a meaningful way. You know.
Right. Because people ask me, well, you're retired. Why do you do all this? Why do you do the radio shows? Why do you run support groups? Why do you teach classes? Why do you give presentations? Well, if my answer is, if I can help one person, makes it all worthwhile. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so with that, we have to take a quick break. You're listening to the Hunterdon Medical Center's Hour on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own.
Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire processed food technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, law offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Well, welcome back to Hunterdon Medical Center's Hour on Hunterdon County Chamber Radio. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host. And we have been very fortunate to have with us today Lisa Marie Buckley, who is with the Hunterdon Cardiopulmonary Rehabilitation. And I got that out, you know, without stumbling all over it. And we've been talking about a new program that is going to start in Hunterdon County Medical Center, the Ornish Heart Disease Reversal Program, which is basically going to attempt to reverse heart disease in candidates who are who meet the criteria. And I understand when is it going to start again? In September, you said?
Our first group is going to start September 22nd, that Tuesday, the week before. We'll be doing the assessments and intakes that mm-hmm. we need to get them set up and ready to go. And actually, the orientation will be that Monday, the 21st, in the early evening, although the program itself will be from 9 to 1 p.m. That will be the time of the class.
Okay. And you said they'd get a lunch in along
you
with that,
do.
Too, right?
I mean, how crazy is that? You know, after you've exercised and you've done your stress management and you've had your group support meeting, we're going to be finishing the last hour with a meal that's been prepared by the specially trained chef that's low in fat, vegetarian based, and a dietitian will be there to kind of walk you through what are you eating and how do you make it. You know, the idea is that you feel comfortable. So how am I going to make this? Because that's really mm-hmm. the big
right.
question. You know, where am I going to get these ingredients? Who?
What's my family going to think about me eating
What's
like
my
this?
Family
yeah,
write?
It's really
right, absolutely.
Is, you know, it's it. That's a big part too. I would think. You know, I mean, if you have, and you know, a lot of times in the past, people say a heart condition. They're in the 60s, 70s, whatever. More and more people of a younger age, you know, I know some, in fact, in late 30s,
yes.
early 40s.
Yes.
And unfortunately, I know of someone who was early 40s who had a heart attack and died
yeah.
before the ambulance could get there. Yeah. You know, and so it's not just the person, you know, it's family. If it's a woman, what's the husband and kids? Are they going to want to eat this
right.
you know, meal that I have to eat or I should be eating?
Right.
Or can I get them to, you know, get on board with it? And, you know, that's got to be, you know, tough, I would think.
Yeah, it's a tough balance. But really, with any chronic disease, learning how to manage and you know, how do you put this all into a big package for the I will say that – during that meal time and that education time, because some of those classes, the education classes, will be specific for nutrition. They might be on disease management, mm-hmm. But no matter what it is, the spouse or significant other has an opportunity to participate in that class.
Oh, okay.
And so, because you're absolutely right, if my spouse is the one that does the cooking and the food shopping and whatnot, but they're not a participant in, then you kind of have a problem.
Right.
So
right.
That's going to be a big piece of it.
Yeah. I just thought of that. It's just whoa, I don't know if you've given any thought to it, but since this will be your first session, have you given any thought to how many you want to run a year?
Yeah, I think the goal or the desire is, since we have to really start or wait until we have a group mm-hmm. of at least 8 to 10 individuals, we don't also want to be delaying care for those individuals who have had something happen to them, but they got to wait for the next group. So, again, we are trying to really remain open and flexible to how this evolves, but what we envision is that every month, close to every month, we will be starting a new group or cohort. So this time around, we're starting in September with a morning group. The next group we would like to start would be offering a late afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. to capture those individuals who, you know, have conflicts with the morning time. And mm-hmm. so we'll kind of keep going in that rotation, offer a morning and then offer an evening class every month, so that you're almost finishing every 2 months, you're finishing one group and starting another one.
Yeah. Okay. But
really, quite frankly, you know, we will grow and accommodate to what the needs are within the community.
Okay. How would someone who feels they may be a candidate for this program reach out to you? And
it's a great question. And so if you are interested in starting, or you're just not sure, and you're not even sure if you how to start the dialogue with your physician, you can just call the Cardiopulmonary Rehab Department directly at 908-788-6371. Shortly, we will also have more information on the hospital website, so that is one place to start. And then if you're interested in just the general information, you don't even want to kind of get into, you know, the conversation with us yet, but you want to look into a little bit more. You know, what is this about this evidence-based stuff? And I want to read into more of it, or the science behind it. I would strongly encourage you to go to Ornish's site, which is www.ornish.com. And when you get into the general site, then you're going to look for, you know, like an icon or a little, sign that says undo it. And that'll lead you right into all of the information and resources. And if you don't want to get on the website, you just want to talk to a person with for general information, you can dial 1-877-888-3098.
You can say that again if you want.
1-877-888-3098.
Okay.
And
what was the number, the 788 number?
So the department number is 908-788-6371.
Okay.
And the website is www.ornish.com. And there's just a plethora of information and testimonials, and that's really a great place to start if you really want to find out more information.
Because he's basically the one that invented it.
He is.
You know, so
he is the first and only.
Yeah, and I think that's pretty awesome, actually. Now, is there the program that you have going to set up here in September? Trying to facilitate how I'm going to say this.
What do you want to ask me?
Yeah, no, I mean, is this based on programs that have been in other areas, or is this adapted to us here in the county, or how does that work?
So another great question, and the program is specifically designed according to Dean Ornish's program. Healthways Incorporated is who is partnering with Dr. Dean Ornish. And they are the ones that are really reaching out or responding to hospital requests of interest to make sure that the product is the same and consistent and being offered in a way true to the Ornish program.
Okay.
So we are not adapting. We are following what we know to be the proven program and the way to approach it. What we flex and make changes on would be when we offer it, what time of day we offer it, things like that.
Yeah, but that's not changing the program. It's that's just changing the time or the days or whatever.
Right.
If you find that Tuesday and Thursday doesn't work for a lot of people, you go Monday and Wednesday or whatever the case may be.
Right.
Okay. So the actual course or what did you say, cohort?
Cohort, right.
How did you come up with that word? I mean, I don't know what a cohort just doesn't seem to me like a program.
Right. It's a group, participating in this program.
And okay.
Each one will be a little different.
Okay. The program is pretty much adhering to what Dr. Ornish has come up with.
That's correct.
Do you curve it a little to the individual people, or?
Well, the best way that I could answer that is we're going to teach you what we know to be successful.
Okay.
A few things, with dietary constraints, gluten-free, diabetic. The role of the dietitian will be to ensure that the meal plan, their diet, is healthy, for their needs. But we're going to teach what we know is the most effective way to reverse that heart disease. After that, how individuals choose to follow or not follow, or that's going to be
their choice.
Their choice.
Right.
Again, what we know, though, is four equally weighted components, the more you put into it, the more effective it's going to be. And actually, it was said to me this way, if a doctor tells me I need to take a medicine for my blood pressure, okay, it needs to be controlled, it's very important in my health, and I go, okay, I'm going to take that pill. But I don't want this one component in that medication. I don't want to take that. Is it going to work?
Probably not.
Probably not. So once I heard that, I thought, okay. So, it's all relative,
right.
And readiness for it. For individuals with known heart disease, we're going to teach them the course that will be most successful.
That's awesome. And I think in the last minute, you should give the two phone numbers again. The local phone number.
Okay.
We'll give that one first.
Okay. Is 908-788-6371. And the general information number is 1-877-888-3098.
And I can't tell you, I learned a lot today. I really did. I'm not just saying that. I did. I wouldn't say it if I didn't mean it. I really did, because it's kind of awesome that you can come up with a program.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
A storm system with relentless rains and fierce winds that pounded much of the southern and central United States over the weekend could now lead to flooding for the days ahead. At least 200 rivers could be flooded in the south and central parts of the United States. A woman in Dallas, Texas says her house is a total loss.
My garage is flooded. It's going to be in my house soon. The fire people and the police and my friend, they came and made me get out. I didn't want to leave. It's my house. I have nowhere else to go.
Today at the White House, President Donald Trump met with 40 of the nation's governors. Of course, much of the conversation revolved around how to keep kids safe at school.
We must confront the issue of mental health. And here is the best example of mental health. This kid had 39 red flags.
Bill Cosby's spokesman says the comedian's 44-year-old daughter, Enza Cosby, has passed away in Massachusetts. This is USA Radio News.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like Accucheck and Walgreens TruMetrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901.
Jenny had a dream. A dream of joining the national bobsled team. She worked out relentlessly and knew that if she just refused to give up, one day her dream would come true and she'd stand triumphantly up on the podium. But when her kids reminded